Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this day, for truly this is the day that you have made. Therefore, we choose to rejoice. Father, in the name of Jesus, we declare that your will be done in this call and on this call tonight. We declare that all things are going to be met and all things are going to work according to your will and purpose in our lives. Father, we declare and affirm that you are our shepherd and we shall not want for anything. Father, we declare and affirm that we will rise up and we'll be fearless individuals. We will rise up and become courageous and boldness in our faith. We declare in the name of Jesus that all things are possible because we believe in you. We decree healing. We decree holiness. We decree peace, love, and joy on the behalf of your people. And Father, most of all, we declare in this space that this space, this time will be a time of miracles. It will be a time of possibility. It will be a time of breakthrough. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for what you're doing on this call. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Come on, people of God, let's begin to pray in the heart.
Thank you, Lord. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we come before you first with thanksgiving in our heart. Father, we come before you, God, thanking you for all that you've done to bring us from one day to the next. Father, we thank you for every bit of grace that you have given us today, God. And Father, we first ask you to cleanse our mind, our heart, our spirit. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we thank you, God. Now, Father, there are so many who have petitioned this prayer line for prayer. So, God, for every name that was mentioned, Father, we speak life unto Veronica, God. Father, we pray for Ingrid, Mother Myers, the Bostic family. Father, we thank you for everybody on this prayer line, God. Answer our petition in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we ask you to give us the strength and the courage to keep moving forward, to stay focused on what it is that you've given us to do. And God, we love you tonight, and we thank you for this company of prophets, ministers, pastors, and leaders that have vowed to come before you, God, for answers. And God, we love you tonight, and we bless your name tonight. This and every blessing that we ask, those that have spoken from our mouth, our heart, our spirit, God, we ask you to do it. Work miracles on this prayer line, God. And by the authority that you have given and invested in us, God, we call it done. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we pray and we say thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
And Father God, we just thank you. We come before you tonight, and we just magnify your name, Father God. We thank you for another opportunity to come together and pray, Father God. We thank you for this midnight cry, Father God. We thank you for all the souls that have come together to pray for others on this midnight cry, Lord God. We thank you for the Bostic family, Lord God. We ask that you bless and keep them, Father. We thank you, Lord God, for all the souls on the line, Father God. We thank you for prosperity in this season, Father God. We thank you for strength. We thank you for the covering of protection, Lord God. We thank you for watching over our children, Lord God. We thank you for watching over them at school and while they play, Lord God. We thank you for families, Lord God. We thank you for strengthening them. We thank you for keeping them, Lord God. We thank you for strengthening mothers in this season. We thank you for strengthening fathers in this season. We thank you for strengthening single mothers in this season. We ask that you comfort them in this season, Lord God. We thank you for strengthening the homeless. We ask you to cover them even in this time of rain, Lord God. We thank you for touching our businesses in this season. We thank you for the right connections and the right contacts, Lord God. We thank you for touching our education, Lord God. We thank you for touching our minds, Lord God. Thank you for touching our bodies, Lord God. We thank you for healing in this season, Lord God. Touch every achy bone, every achy joint in our bodies, Lord God. Touch our vessels, Lord God. We thank you for touching our eyes and our ears, Lord God. Thank you for ordering our steps, Lord God. We thank you for all the miraculous things that you are doing in our lives, Lord God. We thank you for Archbishop Jordan, Lord God. We thank you for Pastor Deb, Lord God. We thank you for Mother Mary Jordan, Lord God. We thank you for the clergy. We thank you for our elders, Lord God, and we thank you for all the souls that the ministry touches. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Deaconess Marcia.
Father God, we thank you as we enter your courts with praise and thanksgiving. We give you thanks, my God, for this is a day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad. Thank you, my God, for the people that on this line this night, this Lord Jesus. We thank you, my God, for your healing power, my God, for each and every one, my God, that need touching this day, Lord. We thank you, my God, for the miracle you're doing in Deacon Minister Bostic's life, my God. We thank you, my God, even as you touch Mother Dorothy Myers, my God, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, my God. We give you all the praise for that, oh God, Jesus. Oh, we just thank you, my God, that you provide, my God, for the Guthrie family, oh God, for you are a provider, my God. And my God, you will meet every need according to their riches, their needs, my God. You'll meet them at the point of where they're needed to go, my God. My God, open up our eyes and our hearts, my God, to receive, my God, and to give, my God, the love and the joy and the peace to others, oh God. Lord, we just thank you for the breath that the very breath that we breathe this day, oh God. We thank you, my God, for the strength that you're providing each and every one of us, my God, as we open our eyes in the morning, oh God. We give you praise that you order our steps, oh God. We thank you, my God, for ordering it, oh God, that you'll direct us in the path that we should go, my God, that the right decisions and that we need to make throughout the day, my God, is one guided by thee, oh Lord Jesus. We thank you, my God, that we'll be slow to anger, my God, hallelujah, and this day is slow to speak, my God, and quick to listen, oh God. We thank you, my God, for strength. We thank you, my God, for the ability to walk and talk, my God. We thank you, my God, for the blessing that you provide us daily, for sheltering us, oh God, in a time of cold, for sheltering us, my God, in time of need. And we give you all the praise, hallelujah. We give you all the honor and the glory in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Thank you, Heavenly Father. Lord, we thank you for what you're doing in our lives. Lord, we thank you for your strength. Lord, we thank you for the covering of our family. Lord, we thank you for what's happening around us in our lives that we're not even aware of. Lord, we thank you for the protection, the heavy protection that you're putting over us in this season, Lord. And Lord, we thank you for everybody on the line. Lord, we thank you for your strengthening us in this season, Lord, and we thank you for the covering over us in this season, Lord. And Lord, we thank you for the people that's coming on to the prayer line, Lord, and we're just asking you, Lord, for the covering over those people and the healing for them all, Lord God. And we ask you, Lord, for a financial blessing for all of them. And Lord, we thank you also, Lord, for what you're doing in this season. And Lord, we also ask you to touch the minds of the leadership in this season, Lord. And we also thank you, Lord, for Archbishop Jordan. And we thank you for Pastor Jordan and the ministry. And Lord, we thank you for everything going forth in our lives in this season. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for our families and our grandchildren and our children's children. Lord, we just thank you for everything that's coming forth in our lives in this season. We thank you for miracles. We thank you for financial blessing. And we thank you for healing. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In your holy name we pray.
Amen. And dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy and your grace upon our lives, Lord God. Tonight, Lord, we pray for our seed. Heavenly Father, we pray for our seed, our family, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that as you bring expansion, Lord God, that you bring wisdom, Lord God, and new revelations like never before. Lord, I pray for those who are needing a supernatural healing, Lord God, an uncommon favor, Lord God. I pray that you would touch them right now, even in this midnight hour, Lord Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God, for always providing, being a God, being a provider, Lord God, being a healer, Lord God, being Lord God, a way maker, Lord God. And we thank you on tonight for being you, Lord. We pray, the Lord God, that you would bring us into a space of great humility to know you more deeply, Lord God. And I thank you for the opportunity, Lord God, to serve on your Zoe ministries. And I pray, Lord God, that you would bless those who continue to sow, who continue to globalize the prophetic, Lord God, that you would hear our prayers like never before. Lord, we touch our husbands today, our partners, Lord God. We touch family members, our mothers, our fathers, Lord God. We touch family lines, Lord God. And we cancel any generational curses that would have us to stop to live in your glory, Lord God. We cancel it now. We reverse any attack, Lord God, any attack that is towards it. We reverse it, we uproot it, we cast it down now in the name of Jesus. We thank you and we praise you and glorify your name. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Father God, we thank you for, Lord, this coming together again of the saints, Father. Thank you for this time in the early morning, Lord, to start our day off right with just a thanksgiving, Father, for you, Lord, the collaboration of all the saints, Lord, just continuing to draw in on all of the gifts, Lord, that you have blessed us with, Lord. We thank you for each and every one that's on this call, Lord. Touch their families, Lord. Touch their spouses, Lord, their children, Lord, their co-workers, Lord, their bosses, their subordinates, Father. Lord, let their walk shine bright, Father. And, Lord, we thank you for this continued growth, Lord, in each one of the saints' lives, Father. Lord, we thank you for cultivating talents, Lord. We thank you for new talents arriving, Lord. Old talents being stirred up, Father, and ignited, Lord, and brought to the forefront, Lord. Let there be an urgency and a commitment to taking the talent, Lord, the gifts and the all of the promises, Lord, that you have given us, Lord, and moving into action on them today, starting today, Lord. Whatever steps, Lord, that we shall take, Lord, give the Holy Spirit to give us those steps, Lord, and let us move today in that, Father. We thank you for, Lord, the challenges, Lord, that we face, Lord, as they continue to be, as we continue to accomplish them and move them from a place of challenge to a place of success, Lord. We give all the glory and the praise to you, Father. And we thank you for this in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
And Father, we're thanking you for another day just to look up and live again. Father, we're thanking you for strength. We're thanking you for love. We're thanking you for the family that's represented on this line right now. We thank you for Archbishop Ibn R. Jordan. We thank you for leading Lady Prophetess Pastor Deborah Jordan. We thank you for Shekinah Glory and Prophetess Pastor Masquerine. We thank you for Pastor Audrey Clark and her family. Father, we thank you for the leadership. We thank you for Mother Jordan. We thank you for Mother Dorothy Myers. Thank you for Minister Prophet Stephen Bostic and his wife, Prophetess Veronica Bostic. Father, we thank you for the leadership. We thank you for the deacons. Father, we thank you for church members that's coming in. We thank you for the church members that are trusting and believing in everything that you say, Father. We thank you for life. We thank you for new life. We thank you for new opportunities. Father, we thank you for the grace that walks with us from the time we rise up to the time we rest in the evening. Father, we thank you for the peaceful rest that you give us. Father, I'm thanking you for my daughter, Lynae Castillo Watson. Father, I thank you for the strength and encouragement that you're giving her every day as we're going through this process. Father, we thank you for the right position to show up, to know what he's doing, and to do it well. Father, we thank you for the good report that you already said is yea and amen. Father, we believe in you. We trust in you. Father, I thank you for family legacy. I thank you for everything that you're doing. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day that you've given to us. Father God, we thank you for life, health, and strength today. Father God, this is the day that you have made, so we shall rejoice and be glad in it.
Save now, Father God. We beseech thee, O Lord, O Lord. We beseech thee. Send our prosperity, Father God, right now in the midst of our situations, Father God. We thank you, Father God, and we lift up, Father God, every voice that is on this line, Father God. We lift them up right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you that you are sending prosperity to every situation, every circumstance in our life, Father God. We thank you that you're giving us the strength, that you are gracing us, Father God, because your word says that you shall give us grace, that your grace is sufficient when we go through in weakness or infirmity, Father God. We thank you that right now, Father God, that we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that your word, Father God, is being sent forth in us and working through us, Father God, and will not disappoint, Father God. It will not come back void. We are expecting a breakthrough, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you are working things out for our good right now in the name of Jesus. Let your will be done, not our will, Father God, but let your will be done in our life. In the name of Jesus, for you are our shepherd and we shall not want. We lack nothing. We thank you, Father God, for the increase and the abundance. We thank you, Father God, for the fresh anointing and the new ideas that you are giving to us to expand the kingdom, Father God. We thank you, Father God, when the enemy seems to come in like a flood, that the Holy Spirit is lifting up a standard against them. We thank you, Father God, that you are our rear guard, Father God, that you are behind us, Father God, that you are on the side of us, Father God, that a hedge of protection is all around us right now in the name of Jesus, that your love is all around us right now in the name of Jesus, that is encompassing us right now in the name of Jesus. We give you all the praise and all the honor and all the glory, and we'll continue to lift up our Archbishop Bernard Jordan, Father God, and we thank you for Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan right now in the name of Jesus, and we thank you, Father God, for their obedience to you in this season. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Prophet Joshua. Prophet Joshua. Prophetess Darlene Graham.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you for this midnight cry tonight, Father God. We thank you for just keeping us for this week, Father God. We thank you for your love and peace around us, dear Lord. Look upon those that ask for prayer, Father God. Look upon Prophetess Veronica and Boston. Look upon Betty Myers, dear Lord. Look upon the other Veronica that ask for prayer, dear Lord, and those others that ask for prayer, dear Lord. Touch them in a mighty way, Father God. Continue to bless their families, dear Lord. Continue to give them strength, dear Lord. And Father God, please look upon Archbishop and Pastor Deborah, dear Lord. Continue to bless them, Father God. Continue to bless them with the global prophetic, Father God. Look upon us as we continue to trust you, Father God. Look upon prophecology just coming forth in July, dear Lord. Look upon those that's working hard, Father God, to be at prophecology. Bless them with their finances, dear Lord. Work the miracles around them, Father God. We thank you, dear Lord Jesus. Look upon those that is on the line tonight, dear Lord Jesus. Look upon the ministers, dear Lord, the pastors, dear Lord. Bless them in a mighty way, Father God. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Prophetess Bethany. Prophetess Bethany. Prophetess Barbara Tucker.
Praise God, praise God. Hallelujah, Father God. We give your name the honor and the glory always in our lives, Father God. And I thank you, God, even in this season, you're doing the great things and new things in our lives, Father God. Sometimes we don't understand, Father God, but we're trusting you in this hour, Father God. We're crying out, Father God, for you to touch the homeless in this hour, Father God. Touch the families, Father God. Touch my family who we just laid to rest with sister. And, Father God, touch my aunt that's even in a coma in the hospital, Father God. I'm trusting you, Father God, to visit her even through the Spirit, Father God, and to awaken her and to jolt her. Anyone on this line, Father God, who's having trouble with their teenagers in this season, Father God, peer pressure, Father God. We're just asking you to cover them and to strengthen their power, their will, and instill in them the goodness of you, Father God. You know every hair on our head, Father God, in this season. So surely we shall not fall because we're trusting on you. It's in your word, Father God, that we have covenant with you. We have covering with you, Father God. Thank you for the homes that you are protecting in this hour, Father God. It may look like it's a dark day, Father God, but the light is sure to come, Father God, that we will not lose our homes in this hour, Father God. I thank you, God, for just blessing the ministry that covers us, Father God, our pastor and our bishop, Father God. Touch them. Thank you. Thank you, God, for assigning us to them and them to us. Touch the ministers and the families assembled here that we stand in proxy for, Father God. We give your name always the praise. Amen and amen.
Father God, yes, and yes, we thank you right now. We thank you right now. We thank you right now, Father God. We thank you for the angels of this house, Archbishop Master Prophet Ebenor Jordan and Lady Deborah Jordan, Father God. And we thank you for the parents, the angels that gave them birth, Father God, of this house, Father God. We thank you for Mother Mary Jordan. We thank you for Mother Mary Berrien, Father God. We thank you for all the children and the grandchildren, the great-grands, those to come, Father. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus for Zoe Ministries, Father. We thank you for every prophet in this house, Father God. We thank you for every ranking officer in this house that you've set in the church, Father God, according to your word in Ephesians chapter 4. Father, we love you and we praise you, Father God, for the order of this house, Father. We thank you for hearing every petition of every prophet in this house and our families that are represented on this line, Father God. We thank you for the prayer requests, Father, of the partners, and we thank you for our prayer requests as ministers in this house, Father God. We just thank you right now as we come before you. Father God, we thank you for new mercies and new grace, Father God. We thank you right now for your presence, for in your presence is the fullness of joy. Father God, we thank you right now that we lean on you, we depend on you, and we thank you for your joy that overflows. We thank you for the abundance of your promise, and Father God, your promise is to prosper us in our spirit, in our soul, in our finances, in our relationships, in every arena of our life, Father God. We thank you for the abundance and the prosperity, Father. We thank you for the peace that surpasses all the understanding. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for everyone that's grieving. We thank you for giving them peace and comfort right now, Father. Lord, we thank you for the praise reports that are coming in, Father God, like water from heaven. We thank you for those praise reports. We thank you for raising up our very own prophet, Stephen Bostic. We thank you for Lady Bostic and the whole Bostic household, Father God. We thank you for names mentioned and names unmentioned in this house, Father, for you know each and every need. And we thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we go forth. We don't pray our will, but thine will to be done in Jesus' almighty name. Amen and amen.
Prophetess Joyce Hartley.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for all that you have done and doing in our lives, oh God. Oh God, I want to thank you, God, for leading us and guiding us along the way and ordering our step in your word, oh God. I want to thank you, God, for touching our families, God. I want to thank you, God, for looking on our children, the one that has been lost, God, to bring them back into your order, bring them back to you, oh God. Oh God, I want to thank you, God, for all the prophets and prophetesses that's on this line and even those who are not, oh God. I want to thank you, God, for our leader, Master Prophet, and also Prophetess Deborah Jordan, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for their families, God. We want to thank you, God, for their mothers, God, their fathers, God, their sisters, brothers, their children, their grandchildren, oh God. We want to thank you for the whole body of Zoe, God. We want to thank you for the head, the arms, the body, the legs, the feet, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for order, God. We want to thank you, God, for your grace and your mercy, God. We want to thank you, God, for your angel of prosperity. We want to thank you, God, for healing, God. We want to thank you for healing our bodies, God. We want to thank you for healing every aspect of our lives, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for
favor. We want to thank you for new money. We want to thank you for creativity. We want to thank you for giving us the minds, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for solutions, oh God. We want to thank you, Jesus, for all, again, that you have done and doing. We want to thank you for the president, God, that he may enforce what you would have him to enforce for the nation, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for creativity. We want to thank you, God, for all that you have done and doing in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen.
Prophet Joshua Jordan.
Amen. And Father God, we thank you for another midnight cry. We thank you for this time, Father, that you've allowed us to fellowship. Father God, we thank you now for the new thing that you're doing in each and every one of our lives. Father God, right now we lift up each and every prayer, Father, each and every petition, each and every prayer request, Father. We ask that you begin to do it and do it now, Father. Lift up the prayer requests, Father, of those individuals in their work situation, Father, those people that may be out of work, Father, that may be looking for work and jobs, Father. Father, we ask that you begin to release increase, Father, with them even as they walk into their interviews, Father. Father, we ask for approval, Father, on for those individuals that have been denied. Father God, we ask right now that you touch the lives and the hearts of the children, Father. We ask now that, Father, you turn their hearts, Father, such that they make the right choices and they're connecting themselves with the right individuals and the right people. Father God, we thank you for the increase, Father, that you abound to each and every one of us. Father God, right now we thank you for our leaders and Archbishop, Master Prophet, Father, and Pastor Deborah Jordan, Father. We ask that you continue to strengthen and lift them up, Father, as they globalize the prophetic. Father God, we thank you for opening up our ears, Father, such that we may hear a word, Father. We thank you that we know and we decree and declare, Father, increase in prosperity, Father, over each and every one of our homes, Father. And we thank you right now, Father, for a divine hedge of protection, Father, that you have over every single person that's listening on this line and those individuals that are connected to us, Father God. We thank you for divine hedge of protections, Father, even as we travel, Father, even as we move up and down the roads, Father. We thank you for a divine hedge of protection, Father. We thank you for a divine hedge of protection, Father, even in our schools, Father, as we go to our works and our jobs, Father. A divine hedge of protection, Father, such that no weapon that is formed against us, Father, shall prosper. In the mighty and masterful name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen and amen.
Amen. And Father God, we give you the praise. We give you the glory. We give you the honor, God. Father God, I ask that you touch our eyes, our mind, God, for us to comprehend and see what you want us to see, God. Father God, I ask that you touch our ears, God, and touch our mouth so that we only speak what you want us to speak and to have us speak in a loving and a respectful way, God, just to guard our tongue, God. Father God, you get the praise, you get the glory, you get the honor. I thank you, God, for the peace, for the increase that you have been bringing in our lives, the good portion, God. Father God, we thank you for our children, God. I send a special prayer out to my son, KJ, that you guide him, God, and favor him in this season. Just favor our daughters, God. Favor our husbands, our wives, God. Favor every loved one that is connected to us, God. And Father God, I lift up entrepreneurs, God, that new marketing and new ideas that comes and inspires all, God. Father God, we do what we do because of you, God, and you get the praise for that, God. We give you the praise, the glory, and honor for everything that you have put in our hands in this season, God. Father God, we thank you when we're down, and we thank you when we're up, God. We thank you of when we're even between crossroads, God. You get the praise, and you get the glory, and you get the honor. And Father God, we lift up even every prayer request of what the people of God is sending, God. And God, we know that you are a God of miracles, God. You work miracles in our lives as we are going out in action, God. And we give you the praise and the glory and the honor for that. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Father God, I thank you right now that your word said that men should always pray and never faint. And Father God, we refuse to give up. And you said the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous and his ears are open unto their cry. I thank you, Father God, that your ears are open to every cry that is on this line right now, to every prayer, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, as your word said, the righteous cry and the Lord heareth and deliver them out of all their troubles. And Father God, I thank you right now that you're bringing deliverance. You're bringing rescue to your people right now in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I decree and declare victory and breakthrough right now and open heaven to begin to God you to open up your heaven and pour your people out blessings that they won't have room enough to receive. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, and I decree and declare that there will be abundance that will flow in the lives of your people. That there will be, Father God, I decree and declare there will be healing and restoration in the bodies of your people right now. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, I decree and declare there will be no scarcity, Lord. There will be no want, God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, that you're lifting us up to another level. In the name of Jesus, as we come before you on this midnight cry hour, God, that we, hallelujah, that you're lifting up, you're promoting us to the top. We're going up, up, and over the top, God, in the name of Jesus, and nothing shall stop us. We remove every hindering cause right now, in the name of Jesus. We call forth the spirit of unity, love, peace, joy, harmony, kindness, health and success, prosperity. We call it forth right now. Let it rule and reign in our hearts and in our lives, God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for our Archbishop, Master Prophet Ebenard Jordan, and our beloved Pastor Prophet Deborah Jordan, our beloved family, grandchildren, for even our beloved Mother Prophetess Mary Jordan and Mother Prophetess Mary Graham right now. We thank you for God, for their lives, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, thank you for Zoe Ministry right now. I thank you for Pastor, hallelujah, Audrey Smart, God, and her beloved family and her ministry, God. I thank you, Father God, that you get ready to do exceedingly abundantly all that we can ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. And I thank you, Father God, that you will begin to call even these individuals on the prayer line, prayer, hallelujah, making these prayer requests, God, that you will hasten, hallelujah, the answer. You will hasten the solution right now. You will hasten the breakthrough right now. You will hasten the blessing right now. I decree, I declare it right now in the name of Jesus. And I say, Satan, the Lord rebuke you right now. You have no dominion in our life right now. You have no dominion over God's people right now. We are the head and not the tail. We are blessed and not cursed. We can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. And no weapon, no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against us in judgment, you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord and the righteousness of me, says the Lord. And I plead your blood over us, God. Cover us in your blood, God, in the name of Jesus. And I decree and declare victory and breakthrough in the lives of your people in Jesus' name. Amen, amen.
Father, we thank you, Lord, for every prayer, every request that was uttered on this call tonight. Father, we lift it up to you. We give it to you, Father. And Father, you know, and we know, Lord, that all things are possible if we believe. And Father, we believe your word. We believe what you have said. Therefore, Father, we stand in agreement with all the prayers and the requests and the utterance that have been said tonight, Father. And Father, as we began to move forth in this new day, this Saturday, Father, Father, we pray, Lord, that you will continue to lead us and to guide us, Father. Guide our footsteps. Guide our mouth, Father. God, the ways as we move forth into this day, Father, lead us and guide us, Father. Father, we thank you for your favor. We thank you, Lord, for your anointing. Anoint us afresh, Father, every household that's represented here, Father. Father, give them wisdom, Father. Father, bring about favor, Father, uncommon favor, favor that they don't even deserve. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would just give it to them, Father. Father, I thank you, Lord, for our children, Father. But Father, you said for us to train up a child in the way that they should go, but when they grow up, they will not depart. And Father, we lay claim to our children. The enemy, the devil, cannot have us. We say, Satan, the Lord rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord, for business favor. We thank you, Lord, even favor in relationship. We thank you, Lord, favor concerning our finances, favor concerning legal matters, whatever it might be, Father. Father, we thank you that you're giving us favor. And we thank you, Lord, that we are moving forward. We're not moving backwards, but we are moving forward. And we thank you, Lord, for those that are shedding, those that are sick, those that cannot move about. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus. Touch them right now. send your word, Father, and bring healing and strength unto their physical body, unto their mental body, Father. Father, raise them up, Father, so that you will get the glory, and we'll be so careful to give your name the praise and the honor now and forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, Prophetess Naomi, it has indeed been another night. We just morning rather, where we are magnifying the Lord, knowing that God has started a good work on every one of us, and God is going to perfect everything that concerns us. Whatever it is, whatever you might think it might be, God is going to perfect that thing, because God never leaves a people if he's not going to bring about deliverance and provision. Mm. So we just thank and praise God, those of you that are on this call tonight. Keep on keeping on. Invite others, because I want to stand here as a prophet, as a pastor of the Lord, to let you know that there is a right word, a right now word from the Lord. And it's telling me, and it's for us. If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, we are going to hear from heaven. I don't know about you, but I'm hearing from the heavens in the name of Jesus. So we're going to keep on. Stay upon our watch. We're not coming down off this wall, because God is moving and God is working. The vision is bigger and greater than all of us. So I give God praise and thanks. And thank you for your discipline. Thank you for your obedience. Thank you for being a yes to this call and a yes to this hour. God bless you, one and all. I just love you all. Peace and blessings.
Love you too, Pastor.
Love you, Pastor.
Thank you
for all of you.
Amen, amen. All right, people of God, we want to thank you all. But before we leave, I want to tell everyone, check your emails, special messages from the Archbishop and the Master Prophet. Also, before we just end real quick, these calls are going by so quickly, is there any messages from any other company of prophets? You can now announce it, any messages or notifications that we need to give to the people of God, please announce it. Amen, and I know we're in Saturday, April 1st. Some people say April Fool's Day, so just have fun today. Enjoy today. I want to tell everyone to listen out for the conference call that the Master Prophet is going to be doing later on today. And we will be back here later on tonight at around 11:50 p.m. God bless and good night.